This is Cedric Hendricks for DC Public Safety. With us today is Mr. Willie Jones, and we're talking with Mr. Jones about DC Safe Surrender. Mr. Jones, you were a participant in Safe Surrender when it was first done in 2007. How did that come to take place?
I had an outstanding warrant for a failure to appear, and I heard about the program, and I thought I would check it out and get involved.
And what happened after you came down? What was the experience?
Well, it was a very good experience. I came in, they got rid of the warrant and got me out right away.
And how has your life changed since that day?
My life has elevated so much. I got a district government job. I got my family back. A lot of things. Just my life has just progressed so much.
Well, now, D.C. Safe Surrender is taking place again. And what words would you share with others who are out in the community now with outstanding warrants?
I would encourage them to do the right thing. Turn yourself in. The decision you make today affects your tomorrow. If you make a good decision today, you'll have a good tomorrow. If you make a bad decision, you'll have a bad tomorrow. I would say to the people out there now, do the right thing. Do it now. I did it.
And to family members out there who have a loved one who they know has an outstanding warrant, is there a message that you would offer them?
I would tell them to encourage them, come with them, support them, give them the strength, and let them know that's the right thing to do. That's the same way my family did me.
Now, when Safe Surrender took place back in 2007, it was at Bible Way Church. And this time it's taking place at the D.C. Superior Courthouse. Does that matter in how this should be considered by an individual with an outstanding warrant?
Well, it'll give you a different outlook now because the last time it was at the church. This time it's at the courthouse. And a lot of people think because it sells there, it's the courthouse. Just the courthouse itself make them think. But I would encourage anyone that I know. I'm involved with this self-surrender program. I wouldn't mislead anyone to do anything that I didn't think that would benefit them.
And I think you're right. I think it's important to point out that in 2007, there were 530 individuals that came in and surrendered, and 98% of them walked out the same day.
Yes, they did. And I was the first one, and I was processed in and out within 15 minutes. So like I said at first, I encourage anyone, if you got an outstanding warrant, on the 13th of August, the 20th of August, and the 27th, come on down and make the right decision.
Now, let's just say a bit about what happened. When you saw a judge there, that matter that you had pending wasn't squashed altogether, but you got another date to come back. And what went on after that?
When I came in, I saw the judge. He said, you got a failure to appear warrant. I'm going to get rid of the warrant, give you another court date. And I'm quite sure you'll be there. I said, yes, sir, because it's like a second chance. It just gives you a chance to do the right thing.
Now, you talked about how your failure to appear was inspired to some degree by you sitting in that judge's courtroom and seeing folks getting sent away. And that was, I think, what gave you some concern about what your fate might be and led you to fail to appear.
Yes, I saw a guy that I grew up with was in the courtroom in front of me. And the judge said, yes, he told the judge, I did everything you told me to do. And she said, yes, you did. But your past, your history made me the decision to give you 60 months. And I got up and left.
And then after having left and then coming and surrendering during the Safe Surrender event, you were back in front of a judge with your history, some would say, having been made worse by the failure to appear. But you didn't get the outcome that other individual got. What happened with you when you finally were sentenced?
I got 18 months probation, and she said since I did turn myself in, it made a difference.
All right. Well, that's really what it's all about. You know, giving people, I guess, the benefit of their having come in and surrendered and coming away from it all with a positive opportunity to do the right thing.
That's right. Yes.
Well, we've been talking with Mr. Willie Jones, who was the first person to surrender back in 2007 when Safe Surrender took place. And we appreciate you coming out and speaking in support of this DC Safe Surrender. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sanders.